The state school board voted that ECOT must pay back $60 million for 9,000 students that it claimed were enrolled but couldn't verify their attendance. But ECOT has claimed that state law says the hours students spent online, as determined by logins, cannot be used to calculate state funding. At a rally in May, just after the state school board's vote, ECOT's board president Andrew Brush said this is a fight for the future of education in Ohio.
And in this fight, we don't want special treatment. We merely want the right to fair treatment and equal protection under the law.
Two lower courts have sided with the state. The Ohio Supreme Court will hear the case February 13th. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.